can start.
Is this the take?
This is the take.
Everybody happy and rolling?
Yes.
This week on Van Hauswulf sat at the console of a pipe organ at Christ Church in New York City and played. She was recording for NPR Music. Feature her in their field recording series in the coming months. Later that day, she performed her first show in America at Glasslands in Brooklyn. A scan of comments on social media from the show included, "Best show I've seen in a while," and an Instagram picture showing the artist, quote, "making magic happen." Anna Van Hauswulf from Sweden is one of the few recording artists in the world who plays the pipe organ in popular music, as in her new album, Ceremony. Anna Van Hauswulf joins us now from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So what spoke to you about the organ?
Well, I think when I sat down and played on a church organ for the first time, the first thing that really struck me was that it sounds so huge. It's a very physical instrument, so when you play it, you can really feel it because you're sitting close to the pipes. So it's almost as if you're becoming a part of the instrument. It makes me feel small as well. It was a struggle, actually, to get access to my first church organ experience. But I did some home studies, Googling and looking for information about the church organ, and then I started to borrow books from the library. And then I realized that that wasn't really enough, because it's such a complex instrument, so I couldn't understand exactly what was going on just through reading books. So I started to, I took contact with an organ, pipe organ builder in Gothenburg, and asked him if he would have some private sessions with me.
Gothenburg, we should explain, is in Sweden.
Gothenburg is my city where I grew up in Sweden. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting access to the church wasn't a problem. It was getting access to the church organ, because every church have their own organists, and the church organs are their babies. So I had to convince the organist that I wasn't going to harm his little baby.
What church is this in Gothenburg?
This is a church called the Annedal.
And you recorded Ceremony there, I guess.
Yeah, we had 5 days of recording in the church with the organ.
Now, was the church organist just concerned that you would spill akavit in the keys or what? Is there something to what are they worried about?
I mean, it's a really old instrument, and it's kind of complex. And if you don't know what buttons you are pushing, you don't want to push those. And also, like, drinking some wine while you're playing the church organ is probably not a good idea.
I know you. I've never seen it during Sunday services. Let me put it that way.
No. Yeah, it would be expensive for them to tune it or fix it.
Do you think the organ lends a certain majesty to songs?
Yeah, it does. It's such an old instrument, so it's history, you know. Listening to the church organ, is magic, in a way. Will you take back what you said? I gave in for your best. He fumbles and trembles over land. The power and love had over that dying man. He wishes and desires that is best.
If there's a theme to this album, because we have songs like Funeral for My Future Children, Deathbed. Your previous album, by the way, was called Singing from the Grave.
Yeah.
Something we should know?
I'm a very happy person, but I do, I'm a bit morbid.
Mm-hmm. Your grandfather left us shortly before this. You began work on this album, I gather, right?
Yeah, he died. And that was like one of the most traumatic experiences in my life. And that was one of them when he passed away. And just before he died, he said to me, Anna, you should only write about things that are relevant to you. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. And when he passed away, that's what I felt. I felt that I need to write about this situation that I'm in right now, and what I see and what I hear. And it's like when someone close to you dies, you start to be concerned about the existential questions in life, and maybe you start to concern more about where we're going and where we are and what we are and what we're doing. So those questions, I just wanted to work with those questions on this album. It is a
And what do you think we hear in your music because of it?
Well, it's like it's a lot of maybe criticism to where we are now, but also an encouragement, I hope, that one day we'll maybe find the right path towards like a bright future or something. I don't know. It's just maybe a reflection of where we are now.
A reflection of where we are.
A reflection.
Yeah. Well, Anna von Hauswolf, it's been good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Anna von Hauswolf, her new album is called Ceremony. She joined us from New York. It's all there. It's all there. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.